He can be trusted. These songs reinforce that. Trusting God today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello again, and welcome. This is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio on the air. So glad that you are here. We've got a chair for you. It's right there by Tori. It's empty. Pull a chair right up and join us. I'm Daniel Britt, here with Kevin Williams, Lauren Talley, Gene McDonald, Mark Bishop.
Are we allowed to do that?
Pat Barker.
Hello.
Michael Booth.
Thank you.
Andy Andrews. Chris Blue. Tori Taft.
I'm laughing at Chris Blue.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
Who gives him a horn?
What a great day. Let's get it started with the whole Homecoming Bunch singing. You sing with us.
Hey.
I love it.
It's going to be good.
To my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock.
I'm standing on the rock,
on the rock of ages, safe from every storm,
from
all the storm that rages, rich in love, I'm rich,
but not from Satan's
wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward, I'm trusting in my Savior.
It's Homecoming Radio time, and what a great way to kick things off from the Sunday Meeting Time video. I love that.
The vocal band.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together,
hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord.
no favorites, he just loves us all the same. His son died to save us and to keep us in his name. And soon we'll rise to meet him, and forever we will reign, and we will sing, 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 sing now, and we all get together.
The great Gaither Vocal Band.
I'm Linda Randall. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
Well, it's Country Connection time.
Country music and gospel music throughout time have always seemed to maintain a close connection, both in style and story. Mark?
I love to tell the story. That's our story, isn't it? And here by Alan Jackson, I'm going to sing the song, I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Same hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme and glory to tell Jesus and His love, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Oh, thank you.
Just announced. Save the date. Hi, it's Daniel Britt. We're excited to announce the final sailing of the Gaither Homecoming Canada and New England Cruise, September 2026. The trip starts in Boston and ends in Quebec City, with ports of call including Portland, Maine, Halifax and Sydney, Nova Scotia, Charlottetown on Prince Edward Island, and the scenic shoreline as we cruise the St. Lawrence River. Plus, endless concerts with some of your favorite homecoming friends, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, Sandy Patty, Chris Blue, Linda Randall, The Martins, Gordon Mote, Jeff and Sherry Easter, The Sound, Janet Paschal, Bradley Walker, Joseph Habedank, and more. Full details at homecomingradio.com for the Gaither Homecoming Farewell Canada and New England Cruise, September 5th through the 12th, 2026. Again, details at homecomingradio.com.
Happy homecoming, friends, here at Homecoming Radio.
Oh, I remember this one on the Singing with the Saints video. Love it.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow.
Resting 'neath the sheltering wings, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing.
Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high.
Here's a homecoming video flashback featuring Howard and Vestal Goodman and some of their friends around the piano.
Many miles behind me, too many trials gone through, too many tears help me to remember there's too much to gain to lose. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountains, too many rivers I think have walked through, too many treasures are waiting over yonder, and there's so much to gain to lose. Now I've crossed the hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Oh, but somewhere up ahead there's cool, clear water, and defeat is a word I won't use.
Sunsets lie behind the mountains,
I've crossed the hot, burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. But somewhere up ahead, there's cool, clear water, and defeat is a word I won't use.
Music with a message.
You know, Michael, that reminds me of one of your greatest moments on stage.
Lauren, please, I have an idea.
I've got to tell it. The please. Lord's leading me to tell it.
He is not.
Yes, he is. So the Tallies and the Booth Brothers used to sing together on the same program quite often. Yep. And we worked up a little shtick where my mom would sing the first verse of the great Dottie Rambo classic, Too Much to Gain to Lose. Oh, yeah. And then when it came time for the second verse, Michael would come out and sing, I've crossed the hot burning desert. Became a really nice moment in the program. So we decided we would do it that year at the National Quartet Convention. We set the song up. Mom sang the first verse. Dad hit the key for the second verse. And we turned around. And Michael was not there. We had told him, be at the stage at 8:30 or whatever time we were supposed to go on. And we turned around and Michael was gone. And so we just kept singing the song. And eventually, here came Michael, just in time to hit the very last note of the song and stretch his arms out for a standing ovation.
I did. You never told me if that was Central or Eastern time. I could have
guessed. You were late. You were late.
He got stuck halfway across that burning desert.
He did. He was struggling the right road to choose.
I woke up this morning feeling free.
Yeah, you gotta clap on this.
I woke up with heaven on my mind.
You got it.
I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Oh, well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
By his sign,
I've got heaven.
With Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling the road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand. And he says that our home will be mine. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Part of mine,
I got
Oh, let's hear you. Come on.
The Booth Brothers on Homecoming Radio.
This is great.
Hey, I'm Dean.
And Kim Hopper.
Hey, Tori, what time is it?
Well, I'll tell you, Hoppers, it's time for a Mayberry moment. All and right. You guys.
Tori, now from one of the most iconic shows in television history,
the most common sense
family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith shows certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert to bring you
that's
this.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, we shall see. Mayberry moment. Here's Kevin.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And we have several Andy fans in the room today.
That's awesome.
Yes. So it's prerequisite.
Hey, did Mayberry have a phone book?
No, they had Sarah, Miss the Sarah. Telephone Miss operator. Sarah.
Soak it, Sarah.
Soak it, Sarah.
Sarah, get me my house.
Who said, "More power to you"?
Briscoe Darling.
Briscoe Darling.
Got time for breathing, got time for music.
Hey, you don't think I can get banjo sounds out of this jug?
All right, that's right.
You all now, should see Chris Blue's face right now. He does not know what's happening.
All of you then. Y'all need to keep up with
me. He is on it.
Since you brought up the jug,
is he one of ours?
Briscoe Darling played a jug and he'd get that sound out of it. Does anybody in the room know who owns the actual jug from the show?
I don't know that.
No.
He's in the room.
Andy Andrews.
Andy Andrews.
Oh, wow.
The jug.
Yes, Briscoe Darling's jug.
Could you get an autograph from that jug for me?
Andy, this is easily the most impressive thing about you.
I am right for the first time. I'm excited to be sitting next to him.
I was doing a record with Rodney Dillard, who was one of the darlings on there.
Yep.
And I said, I've got some props from the show. You know, I have a dish from Aunt Bee's cupboard in my home, and I have a book from Helen Crump's classroom in my home and stuff, you know. But I said, Andy Andrews has the jug. And he went, no. Yeah, he was enamored with it. All right, this is high-class stuff today.
Does anybody know who owns Floyd's Barber Brush?
Oh, I don't
know. Wow.
Look at him.
How did you get a hold of these things?
Does anybody know who owns the dominoes that Andy Marty played with?
You haven't.
Wow. Anybody know who owns the telephone from the Taylor's Living Room season one?
Wow.
Season 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Who owns Howard Sprague's telephone from the Bachelor Pad?
That'd be Kevin. Oh.
The red phone.
Gosh.
Who owns the phone from Wally's gas station?
Wow.
God. I'll tell you what, who owns so the cattle bad. On a thousand hills? Yeah.
King of Kings, and he don't care nothing about no jug.
All right. We got time for one more here, okay?
Oh, my God.
So who went back to school on the
Ernest
show?
Ernest T.
Okay, Ernest T. Bass, who was played by Howard Morris, who I actually got to meet. And
Ernest T. Bass and the TV repairman.
The TV repairman.
Yeah. He played the TV repairman, and he was the voice on the radio.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Okay, now.
Leonard Blush.
What did he get his diploma for? That's obscure.
For learning something.
Got it. For learning.
Learning.
In the answers, everybody. Of Mayberry trivia here on Homecoming Radio.
I don't choose my cabbage twice, and you ain't heard the last, Ernest T. Bass.
You know, Andy, seeing you pack out the rhyming was impressive, but this is a whole nother
level.
The wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Divine, I sing in my rapture.
Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful
amazing voices in that homecoming setting in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Karen Peck, Larry Ford, and all the homecoming friends. Here now is Joseph Habedank on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Here in your presence, basking in your glory, I stand in awe of who you are. Your holy essence surrounds me like a curtain. Your loveliness outshines the stars. And with all of my heart, with all that's in me, I will
I will see.
let every tongue proclaim, Hosanna, joyfully we raise and lift to you our sacrifice of praise, our sacrifice of
Joseph Habedank on Homecoming Radio.
So a few minutes back, we were doing the Mayberry Moment and Mayberry Trivia from the Andy Griffith Show. And there was so much trivia just in this room around this table, including this question about Andy Andrews, my friend.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I got to know how you got those things.
I was quail hunting 20 years ago with a guy from California. I was on a Quail Unlimited hunt in South Georgia. And so they had like a television person, a conservation person, and a person who's paying for the hunt. Yeah. And the California guy was the guy paying for the hunt. We were riding horses, and I said, "So what do you do?" And he said, "I have a business. I empty studio warehouses in Los Angeles." I said, "Like, what do you mean?" He said, "Well," he said, "back then the studios owned all the shows, and when they got through with the shows, they would just pack up the whole set and store it." And he said, "You know, in
Indiana Jones,
he said, "You know, if you look in those warehouses, remember how it's just cardboard boxes for miles?" He said, "That's the way these are." He said, "Because the markings are already gone off the boxes, all the labels have disintegrated," and he said, "And so they just put us loose to, you know, to sell all the stuff." And I said, "So have you come up on any Andy Griffith Show stuff yet?" He said, "No." He said, "We were opened a box that had shields from Spartacus." He said, "I got, and I bought some stuff from Bewitched for him because Polly White likes Bewitched." But I told him, I said, but "We will open it," because Desi Lou was one of the studios. Yeah. And I said, "When you find it, call me first." And so this was back 20 years ago, before Andy and Don Knotts died, when some schmuck like me could actually buy this. I bought what was left of Aunt B's china. I got Aunt B's pearls. Mm-hmm. I got 20 pieces of costume jewelry from the show.
Wow.
I got...
I have a derby hat that the guy wore down by the train. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have the director's script from Escaped Convict.
Wow.
Where they've penciled in Sam Melvin's name to call him to play the convict, you know?
Awesome.
But this is interesting. On eBay right now, you can actually buy Don Knotts's deputy uniform, pants, the shirt, and the badge, and the hat for $225,000.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, this
is going to
buy it. Andy was going to buy it, but he didn't want to pay the shipping.
Yes. You know, the only thing that I did not get that I wanted was Otis's pocket watch.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So, but I got an oil can from Wally's gas station. I got the clock off the hearth.
How cool. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Kevin Williams.
On Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
My good friends, Jeff and Sherry Easter, right here on Homecoming Radio.
By the rivers of Babylon, where we went down, and there we wept, when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carry us away captivity, require from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
We're glad you're here with us. We're having a big old time here at Homecoming Radio. Definitely are.
And coming up next about Brian Free Insurance and Liar, Liar. Talking to you, Michael.
I've heard him tell me I'm not enough. And no matter how hard you try, you'll never measure up. I've heard him whisper that you can't be loved. With a voice as cold as ice and a crooked tongue. But the devil, his words are poison. He's nothing but a bunch of noise. And he might as well get behind me. And in case he needs reminding, he's a liar, liar, headed for a lake of fire. He's a liar, liar, headed for a lake of fire. You can't believe a word coming out of his mouth. Face with the enemy, tell him about the blood and the cross of Calvary. Take him to the empty tomb where he lost the keys. Remind him he's been defeated and he's under your feet. He's a liar, liar, headed for a lake of fire. He's a liar, liar, headed for a lake. Bunch of noise, and he might as well get behind me. And in case he needs reminding, he's a liar, liar, headed for a lake of fire. He's a liar, liar, headed for a lake of fire. You can't believe a word coming out of his mouth. I'm headed north and he's headed south, cause he's a liar.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah. Good.
Brian Free and Assurance.
Yeah.
Pat, now, have you ever heard of Brian Free?
Absolutely. You know, third group I ever saw was the only group I've never sung with. Oh. Gold City.
Interesting. Brian's a good man. He travels in one of these things called a truck bus. It's like a semi-truck with a bus thing behind it.
Beautiful
and
purple.
It's really beautiful purple. Very efficient and economical. And so Ronnie and I thought about getting one of those one time. And we called Brian and asked him, and he told us about some guy in Iowa. Next thing you know, Brian said, here, I've got it all worked out. You and me and Ronnie are going to fly. Brian took
his 1 weekend off that he had, flew out to Iowa with Ronnie and I just because he knew everything about to show us the ropes. That's what kind of guy. We didn't buy one, but we did. We did enjoy the weekend. Nice.
And he's a huge Andy Griffith show fan.
Wow,
he would fit right in with this
crowd. I like him already.
He's good people.
Great guy, great friend.
I love hidden talent. Do you know what he did before he sang? What kind of line of work he did? Anybody? Anybody know?
No.
This is Brian. This is our Brian Free trivia moment. Commercial roofing.
Oh, really? Wow. I did not know that.
And Andy Andrews owns one of those roofs.
Soul. I must confess I can't express feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow. I'm gonna let the golden road of the rose rolling for me. I'm gonna get beside myself when I get beside the king. World, pass the gates of pearl and stand before the Savior. I'll let my soul let the glory roll, and from the roll he calls my name.
Like a Brian Free twin spin featuring a classic from the Gold City days right here on Homecoming Radio. Bill and Gloria Gaither present a 2025 Homecoming Celebration Weekend coming to Lynchburg, Virginia, with dozens of homecoming artists, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, the Isaacs, Jason Crabb, the Martins, and so many more. A two-day concert event, October 17th and 18th in Lynchburg at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Tickets and details at Gaither.com. Because he is. Presented by Allocate Ministries, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today. Here's Sandy Patty.
Oh,
As to understand, to be loved, as to love, for it is in giving that we receive.
Gracious friends, just like you are so kind to write us at homecomingradio.com with notes like these.
Janet from Delaware writes, please accept my congratulations for your fabulous humor, music, and repartee all year long. I listen to Homecoming Radio constantly, and I recall a lifetime of church music healing and sustaining me as I go. I'm 76 years old, still crooning to the folks at my senior community with my guitar. Way to go, Janet. With old hymns and upbeat songs, they are still a hit. May God continue blessing you with strength and joy as you uplift us all daily. What a powerful ministry it is to so many. What a sweet letter.
I love that.
This one says,
this makes you warm.
We listen to you several times a week on Singing News Radio. Your songs have meant so much to our lives. Thank you for your music. You guys are amazing. And that's Ken and Dee from Colorado.
Love it.
Hey, we love your notes. And
we love your nose too, Bill.
Do folks still send letters and cards?
Well, the jingle says we get letters, so I assume they do. I don't know, but we like it at homecomingradio.com. That's a good way
email.
To
say it. We get email.
But also you can contact us at homecomingradio.com. I say it all the time. I would not know. I don't have a clue as to how to do it. But
your email still has a zip code.
When Michael English first came with us, he had been with the Singing Americans, singing I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy. That was his big song. His first big song with us was this great song written by Steve Richardson from Indianapolis. And it had been around for a while, but it just seemed to fit him. And he sang it every night. I still love to hear it.
Lay your sweet aroma here.
a growing beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Incredibly beautiful, perfect marriage of song and singer. That's yes. Daystar by the Gaither Vocal Band, sung by the incredible Michael English. Yes. Man, that's so good.
Good.
Well, our goal today was to remind you trusting God may feel scary at times, but He can be trusted. I hope these songs were great reminders of that. Join us again next time, where we'll once again sing the songs of the gospel and bring music and smiles.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts and events and those fun cruises and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
And all good things finally have to come to an end. This has been a good day, right?
Great.
We've had a great time. See you next time.
For sure.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.